And we're back, folks. It looks like Jim from sales just got in from his client lunch, and he's got receipts.
His next meeting is in 2 minutes. The team is asking, can he get through his expenses in that time?
He's going for it. Is that his phone? He's snapping a pic. He's texting Rev.
Jim is fast, but this is unheard of.
That's it. He's done it. It's unbelievable.
On Ramp, expenses are faster than ever. Just submit them with a text. Switch your business to ramp.com.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, you can't fail to have noticed the glorious sunshine around the country. It puts us all in a good mood. It's absolutely great. But Ireland's sizzling spell apparently is set to stay with us until hopefully the end of next week. And it is all thanks to something called an Omega block. And Alan O'Reilly of Carlow Weather joins me for more on this. Alan, explain.
Good morning, Ciara. Well, it's basically an area of high pressure to the north of us and low pressure to the west and the east. So if you were to draw a contour, it makes the Omega symbol, which is why it's called an Omega block, because it looks like an Omega block. But it's really just a blocking high pressure that's bringing us this beautiful, beautiful sunshine, which means you can barbecue all that protein if you like. And it's going to stay that way for really another 7 days, most likely. It gets a little bit uncertain once we get kind of into the middle of next week. There is a small chance of a local shower kicking off Monday or Tuesday, but really it's just lots and lots of sunshine.
And is this kind of, because people joke about this, they call it leaving cert weather, that once the kids get out of school and start studying and the exams start, you see this glorious weather and then it disappears at the end of that and then we rain all of July. Is this half typical for May for us or no?
No, it would be unusual to get this kind of weather in May. I mean, obviously we have got it, but it is a little bit unusual to get this amount of sunshine. Like, we've had more sunshine hours already this year, halfway through May, than we had for the whole month of May last year. And the unusual thing is, last May was the warmest May on record, but most people really scoffed at that. But the reason was there was so much cloud around that the nights were very mild. As we're last night on a clear night, my weather station got down to 1.8 degrees. So the nights are still quite cool, but obviously then the days are warming up. But the other thing to note is, because the area of high pressure is to the north of us, it's drawn in an easterly wind, which means there's going to be 10 degrees of a difference between the high temperatures on the east coast and the west coast today. So it's going to get up to 25 degrees in parts of the west, but Dublin and some parts of the east might only be 15 or 16 degrees.
Okay, because I was going to ask you, the parts of the country that are getting the best of this, so it's all along the Wild Atlantic Way, is that what? God, it'd be amazing to be in the west at the moment.
Yeah, well, I mean, the further inland you go, the warmer it gets. So the further you go away from the east coast, the warmer it gets. But yes, the west coast is really seeing the best of the temperatures. But the sunshine is pretty much wall to wall across the country. There was some thundery downpours in the southwest yesterday, but really they were very localised. And, you know, there was probably farmers doing a dance in one field that wanted it and it was falling in the other field because it was very localised. And that is the only issue, really, is the lack of rainfall, because the ground is drying out.
Yeah, we've been covering that and difficulties with water supply and all that throughout the past couple of weeks on the show. Looking forward, and maybe I'm asking you to look into a crystal ball, but does this lovely weather now in May, does that have any implications for the kind of summer we're going to have in general, Alan? Does this mean that, you know, that we will see more heat waves or is that just like no idea at this point?
No, you couldn't really forecast the summer. And just because you get a fine spell in May doesn't mean it's going to rain for the whole of the summer. I mean, we do know with the climate change modelling that we are going to see longer spells of drought, but we are also going to see more extreme rainfall, kind of like what we had in April, where a very dry period followed by a very wet period. The law of averages means that the same amount of rainfall, generally in around 1,000 millimetres of rain, does fall over the year. So it will fall at some stage, Ciara.
Okay, so we can't say anything, but we can enjoy it while it lasts.
That's it. Enjoy the barbecues and everything else outdoors, but stay safe.
12 chicken breasts, I'm putting them on right now. Okay, listen, thank you very much for that. That is Alan O'Reilly of Carlow Weather.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Got a 7 a.m. meeting on a Monday?
Boo!
Expensing breakfast because it's in policy?
Yay!
Wasting all afternoon submitting an expense report for that breakfast?
Boo!
If your company used Ramp, you could submit expenses with just a text.
Yay!
Free your team from expense reports today. Switch your business to ramp.com.